The one I would like to put this into a little bit of context. You don't realize perhaps what we're about to hear. This is a piece called The Lincoln Portrait, and it's by Aaron Copland. And what it is a work for ensemble along with narrator, that's going to be me. And the words that I'm going to speak are words that were spoken by Lincoln, by Abraham Lincoln, at various speeches that he gave. And it's quite fitting, I think, today for a number of reasons. First of all, the Constitution, as we just heard, is the touchstone of the freedoms that we enjoy. And performing it today, we have a reminder in this piece of those freedoms. It's interesting to understand a context that this piece once had. This piece by Aaron Copland, the namesake for the School of Music where we are right now. Aaron Copland wrote this piece and it was going to be performed at Dwight Eisenhower's inauguration in 1953. If you know, that time was also the time of the McCarthy hearings in Washington. Joseph McCarthy was a U.S. senator who was convinced that there were communists everywhere, and there were people were brought before Congress and were interviewed and were asked to identify other communists. It was a real witch hunt against communism, which turned out to be a complete waste of time and ruined a lot of people's lives. Nevertheless, because of Copland's very left-leaning politics, this piece was canceled from that performance. So it was supposed to be at the Eisenhower inauguration, and it was then canceled. And I think it makes us, when we think about the things that circulate around the internet, or perhaps are shouted out from the chambers of the Congress while the president is trying to speak, and things of that sort, on the one hand, it's a wonderful thing that we enjoy the freedoms that we do, but it's also something that certainly should not be abused. So I hope we can simply get some inspiration from the words of Abraham Lincoln and the music of Aaron Copland.